This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Mung. Starting today, masks are mandatory inside public spaces in Cincinnati. So what does that mean? It means you have to be wearing a mask if you're inside the grocery or shops, healthcare facilities, restaurants, bars, buses. So let's talk about how business owners are responding to this mask mandate. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about that is Artichoke co-owner Karen Hughes. Karen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Michael.
Karen, I understand you have a small shop, and for those who aren't familiar with it, tell us what it is and where it is.
We are a cookware store. We call it a curated collection. We are at Findlay Market. We're on Elm Street, and we are part of the market and help support that.
What has the situation been for you during this pandemic as it relates to customers coming in and adhering to social distancing and even wearing a mask?
It's been pretty interesting. When the mandate first came that we had to wear them as employees, that what we started seeing were probably about half the people coming in with masks. Prior to that, there were very few, but as people became more aware, they started wearing masks. In the last week, I would say it has been probably 90 to 95% of the people coming in our shop are wearing masks. And in the last few days, almost exclusively, people have been wearing masks. So we're seeing a change as people become more aware. And I think that the fact that it is mandated for them has made a big difference.
Were you leaving it up to customers prior to the mandate that starts today?
We were. We did not require masks. However, what we did was to post at the entry that we preferred people wear masks, ask that they please wear a mask. Inside the front door, as people came in, we have a little station that has hand sanitizer and it has masks. So I made about 2 dozen masks that we can offer to our customers if they've forgotten one. And that's the case a lot of times. They just left it in the car, they forgot it at home. But we will offer those to customers as they come in, just, you know, say, hey, we would love for you to wear a mask. You can borrow one of ours, and then you just leave it here when you depart. And with very few exceptions, people have been very gracious about it and said, oh, yeah, sure, you know, we'll wear a mask. We've not had any real problems. We've had a few people that have said, well, you know, you can't tell me what to do. And actually not directed at us, but just, you know, nobody's going to tell us what to do. And, but very, very few, nobody has been belligerent or difficult about it.
We're talking with Karen Hughes, co-owner of Artichoke, about the new mask mandate in the city of Cincinnati that goes into effect today. And Karen, I don't know if you're active on social media at all, but it's hard to get on there, any of the social media platforms, and not see a video or two of someone just causing an absolute scene in some store, grocery somewhere, when they're asked to wear a mask and they refuse to do so. Have you had to create any type of like contingency plan or any type of operations procedures in case someone becomes belligerent in your store?
Our basic contingency plan is we are not going to confront people. If somebody is, you know, especially if they appear that they might be belligerent, what we're going to do is simply ask them at least keep 6 feet of space. You know, please respect our staff particularly. That's my biggest concern, is really the safety of our staff. And the difficulty that retailers are having right now, staff are put in the position of trying to enforce these laws. And we're not going to try to make somebody do something. We're going to let them know that it is the law. And we're very cognizant of trying not to create a scene or not to create a difficult situation. We're really not anticipating that we'll have that. And we feel very much that as a small local business, our customers are, most of them know us. We have many repeat customers, and they're very caring, and they're not going to start a big issue. And I think we're, as small retailers, we're different in that regard to the big ones that, you know, the Targets and Walmarts and Costcos and everybody that are having, and that's where you're seeing most of these videos. And they're sort of faceless entities, you know, and people feel a little more, well, to cause a problem or to do something because they don't know the person they're doing this to. And so I think, you know, kind of being more known and being in a neighborhood, from what we're seeing, we think it makes a difference.
Karen, one of the arguments in support of more universal mask wearing is that that's how the virus will be slowed. It's worked in other countries, particularly in Asia. Other countries have a better handle on their case count than the United States, certainly. And we are seeing spikes here in Hamilton County. And you're in business. And so in order to keep the economy going, this thing needs to be slowed down. Are you in support of this mask mandate as it relates to that effort?
Oh, we are, absolutely. We feel like it's protecting everyone. The masks really do more to protect another person than they do the person wearing the mask. And we feel it's a common courtesy. It's something that you should do for your fellow human beings, to do everything you can to not contaminate or not get them something contagious. So we're we very much appreciate having this mandated. It no longer, in a sense, makes us the bad guy. It has made people, I think, much more aware of it, and they're much more inclined to wear a mask so that we don't have to say anything to them. So, yeah, we're very much behind it.
Karen Hughes is the co-owner of Artichoke, and we do appreciate your time. Karen, thank you so much for being with us, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And a couple of programming notes for you today. We'll let you know again that Hamilton County Prosecutor Joseph Dieters is going to be hosting a press conference online for reporters, and we will have this covered for you on WVXU.org and later in our newscast on 91.7 FM. According to his news release, Dieters plans to talk about what he calls recent riot cases. We're unsure exactly what that might mean, but we will have that covered for you. Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will be having a live news conference. And while we have not been carrying all of those news conferences recently on our air, we will be doing that today. So tune in to 91.7 at 2 o'clock for Governor Mike DeWine's press conference. And then at 4 o'clock, Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky will be hosting a press conference for the first time in a few days. And he said on Wednesday, quote, "The rising case numbers are cause for concern, so we're going to announce some new requirements that are going to be mandatory." That's at 4 o'clock. We won't be carrying that live here on the air, but you can tune into the governor's social media channels to watch that live. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme song is composed by Rob Fetters, and you can find archives every episode of Cincinnati Edition ever at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.